What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
The Dave and Darren Podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
That's right. Only on NachoRadio.com, the newly revamped, brand new for 2019, NachoRadio.com. Check out the website when you get a chance. It's all new for 2019.
I did check it out. It looks good.
Yeah. Some improvements have been made, including with the Amazon link. We've got that right up front, and you can now just drag that link. Just grab the picture, drag it right up into your bookmarks, and then it's there forever.
Okay.
You don't have to enter anything.
Easy
enough.
You
don't have to copy and paste. You can just drag that graphic.
I know how to drag things.
Well, there you go. It's kind of a drag if you want to support the show with your regular Amazon purchases. That is something that, we would love it if you would do that.
We would appreciate it.
You honor us with your support. Thanks so much for listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and this one is Darren.
Dear Mr. Commissioner, change that call.
Not much they can do about it now.
No. But that apparently is in the rules, that the commissioner, if he saw fit, could make a change of a call. I mean, it would have to be probably something where...
So would they get them all back to play the game from that point?
I guess you would have to. I don't think you start the game over. You just basically go back. Although they continued to play.
Right.
So I don't think that would work. In this instance, it would...
So the Saints are saying they're exercising their right to call the commissioner to have him overturn the call.
Please, Mr. Commissioner.
And Eartha Kitt is apparently the one.
Spokesperson.
Yeah.
James, reverse that call.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, I would think... But that's still a judgment call. I would think it would have to be something where something strange and egregious takes place, like someone tackles somebody that wasn't in the game.
This is
the... If you came off the sideline,
right,
and tackled somebody.
Right.
Although I suppose at that point, if that happened, they would take care of it then, right?
You would think...
Football, catch the fever.
Keep this in mind. The referees in the conference championship games and in the Super Bowl are referees that the NFL has elected as their tier one. These are the very best of the very best referees. And yet, in both of those conference championship games, you had blown calls that may have, and probably did at least in one case, determine the outcome.
Have we looked into the possibility that the guy that was looking at that play was sneezing at the time and didn't see it?
I think we'd be willing to forgive that.
Yes!
We've all had that happen. I know I was supposed to watch it, but I was...
My goodness.
All this cayenne pepper in the air. The other point I wanted to make, and...
All the pepper spray that you maniacs have here in New Orleans.
These people wipe themselves with Tabasco. Does that make any sense? Another point, and I know I've made this before, and I'll make it again. We need to stop letting grown men, it's always guys, I was going to say adults, but it's always guys, dress up as characters when they go to games. Mm. There's a guy that goes to Saint games, and his gimmick is he's Whistle Man. He's got a giant whistle head, and he's able to whistle naturally a noise that sounds exactly like a referee's whistle.
Well,
so the entire game, when you're watching it, you're hearing ref whistles. It's Whistle Man. Have you seen Whistle Man?
I haven't.
Does
he look like he belongs in Beauty and the Beast?
Yes! Absolutely! That's exactly what he looks like.
Yeah, you wouldn't think they would allow... I don't think you can have a whistle, can you, as a fan?
No, well, this guy is the whistle. You see, that's the difference. He doesn't have a whistle.
So he's not whistling.
He has a natural ability to mimic the sound of a referee's whistle with his mouth.
Well, he shouldn't be allowed to do that.
This is the costume that he wears.
Yes.
Why are you letting this guy in the game?
I don't know.
The Bears, every time the Bears are on and they show that jackass in the Doug Plank jersey with the bear head and the face paint, you know the guy,
yes,
every game.
Yes, yeah.
Quit putting that guy on TV. That guy doesn't represent us. He represents crazy people. And every one of these fans, like the Oakland Raiders where they dress up in their costumes, Halloween is for children. And it's on October 31st. Not every
whenever
Sunday at the NFL.
Whenever I've gone to a professional football game, I've never wore any sort of team outfit.
No!
Fuck Ryan Howard!
You know why?
Oh, Holy man, what the? What do you call that?
I don't wear any sort of garb of any kind. You know why?
Why?
I want to be left alone by everybody.
Well,
everybody leave me alone.
It is a little weird if you think about it, and I don't know when this changed. It is a little weird. I have a bunch of jerseys, Sox jerseys, and I got Bears jerseys, and I'm sick enough to admit this. I have home and away, depending on what the circumstances call for. All right,
for
I got
the a baseball
home,
game.
Yeah. I got a couple Sox jerseys. I got a home.
Have you ever blown that? Have you ever made a mistake and worn the?
I did one. Well, I didn't blow it. One time when you and I used to watch every game every week at Hotel Moline.
Yes.
I have a Butkus home jersey and I got an Urlacher road jersey.
Ah.
I wore the Urlacher road jersey because I felt it had brought us good luck the week before.
Okay.
So that wasn't really blown. That was
you
a
knew
conscious
what you were
decision.
Doing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I felt like the Butkus jersey wasn't working that year.
Yeah, jerseys aren't allowed in my house.
Well, they are here because I make the rules.
Well,
who run the come on?
Come on, let's go, you guys.
That's right.
I don't.
Brother,
I don't make the rules.
My point when at one point somebody had to go first. Think about it; it's a little silly. Like when you look at games, like when the Bears used to play other games at Wrigley Field, and this is a stat that still blows my mind. The Bears have played more games at Wrigley Field
still
than they ever have at Soldier Field.
That's crazy.
All right.
Yeah. That's
they
wild.
Have still played more games at Wrigley Field than they ever have at Soldier Field. And they've been at Soldier Field my entire life as a fan. And I'm not a spring chicken, as they say.
Since when, 70?
I think 1970 is when they moved in there, yeah. Does that make sense?
Sounds about right.
So, at one point, some fan, because you used to wear like a tie, a shirt and a tie.
Yeah.
And then somebody got the idea.
I'm going to start dressing up like the players.
I'm going to wear a jersey, right?
Where do I get one?
Right.
Probably stolen. The first jersey.
When did they start? When did somebody in the NFL be like?
They weren't mass producing them right away.
No.
He had to be stolen.
When I was a kid, it was a big deal to get a sweaty towel from Mean Joe Green. That was memorabilia.
No, he gave away the jersey.
And at Sears, there were kids in my class that would get the jackets. They were these really cool, durable winter jackets with the hoods. You could get the Steelers. You could get the Cowboys. I think you could get the Bears. But for some reason in my mind, I remember a lot more kids wearing Steelers and Cowboys
well,
jackets.
They were the champs
it was the late
70s. Then.
You're sure. You're right about that. You know what I'm talking about? It was like, had like a fake fur kind of zipper thing that you could hood up. Okay. They were very cool. This is before starter jackets, mind you. And I think they were available exclusively at Sears. I could be wrong about that. But at some point, someone
not
made
anymore.
The decision, you know what? I'm going to wear a jersey, and that'll help with my enjoyment. Like when I go to a Sox game, I've got a ridiculous amount of White Sox memorabilia. I just bought another.
I can go as any player I want for the last 40 years.
Just bought another shirt on MLB.com today for the new season because I realized I don't have a shirt for the year. Got to have a new shirt, new season.
You don't have one from last year that would work?
But that was last year's shirt. I need something new for the new year. Mm. Yeah, I'm stupid about this stuff. I admit it. But think about that. The first guy, I mean, they must have looked at the first guy that wore a replica jersey to a ball game and thought, you're an insane person. And now,
are you part of the team?
I'm wearing this just in case they need me. And I'm wearing a number that is unique to me with my name on the back. That's weird, too, when you put your name on the back.
Like you made the team.
Right. Is that weird when you personalize it yourself?
Well,
or is it weirder to have another person's name on your back?
Both are weird.
It is weird.
Both are weird.
Right. Right. I got a buddy that loves Star Trek and goes to the conventions and they wear the Star Trek uniforms. And it's like, that's a little weird. And his point is, it's no weirder than you putting on a White Sox jersey.
Which is, I suppose, true.
It isn't. It's the same thing. We're both fans of it, so we want to wear the garb.
But does he have a jersey that says Spock on the back?
No, it looks like the Starfleet uniform.
Oh, okay.
Like they wear the
so
the
he's not wearing a...
Like imagine, you know, the Captain Kirk shirt. They wear that or the
Star,
Picard or whatever.
He's not wearing a Star Trek baseball.
No, but I'm sure they have that.
I'm sure they do.
I've got a Stormtrooper River Bandits hat that I got. I got a buddy that works there that hooked me up with this Stormtrooper River Bandits hat that I enjoy so well.
That's right.
And a Yoda shirt. I think the boy's got a Yoda River Bandits
right.
shirt. I mean,
well,
they make all kinds of
there's
stuff.
There's all kinds of co-branding that George... And they laughed at George Lucas for co-branding.
Well, I thought it was funny. Oh, what the hell? I didn't want to get accommodation for this sort of cross-promotion.
Yeah. Well, they need to stop with the costumes and the...
Dear Mr. Commissioner.
That's... Before you get pass interference figured out, how about a dress code? You can come to the game in a jersey? I don't even think face...
No props.
I don't even think face paint's appropriate.
Well, you can't walk.
What is this? Paul Lynde's Halloween special?
Can you walk into a bank with your face
no.
painted?
No,
I didn't think so.
No.
So what if you need to stop and make some sort of transaction before the game?
It's just
I can't go in,
and they can't show these dummies on
Although,
TV enough.
The banks are closed on Sunday, which is a stupid thing to say.
There is this one jackass at
No one's going to a bank on Sunday.
Sox games. Now, it used to be at the old Comiskey Park. They had Andy the Clown. This was literally a guy dressed up as a clown.
Mm-hmm.
And he would roam around old Comiskey saying, "Go, you White Sox!" And it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they built the new park in 1991, Andy the Clown wanted to show up. And they said, "Andy,
this is a new era.
We're not doing
we're
this
done.
Anymore.
This...
The White Sox looked at Andy, this beloved.
We didn't have the balls for the last 20 look, years to look, tell you you shouldn't
made,
be here.
It made sense in the crap house we've been playing in.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a nice new park. You're not coming in with that." They told him no. He ended up dying like a couple of weeks later.
Broken hearted.
Broken hearted.
Did you see where the proclaimed world's cutest dog recently died?
Yeah, what is that?
Of a broken heart as well.
What
apparently,
did it die of?
Old age, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, they're saying a broken heart because it lost its other world's cutest dog. I think there were like two of the world's cutest dogs, and they lived together.
Well, those dogs look like little rats to me. All dogs are cute.
For the most part.
Right?
But this was like a
most
little...
Dogs, most dogs are
most
cute.
Most dogs, yeah. Not all dogs.
Yeah. All dogs go to heaven. Most dogs are cute.
Yeah, they had them all puffed up and everything. And...
that dog looked puffy.
Looked a little puffy and he's gone.
Well, that's a shame. You hate to see that happen. World's cutest dog is dead. But, you know, I guess it's the curse of the world's cutest dog. Now there's a new world's cutest dog.
Yeah. And it, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit this button and we're going to get through the top five things.
Let's do that. The Dave and Darren top five things. Brought to you by the Factory of Fear. They're celebrating 25 years of fear and they're presenting Love is Blind, their Valentine Day haunt. One weekend only, Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th from 7 till midnight. Admission is just $15. VIP is $20. If you'd like to get those tickets in advance, you can do so by going to their website, which is factoryoffear.com.
And easy if that's enough, too much for you to remember, there's a big link for you at notshowradio.com. I'll take you right to the page where you order your tickets.
Exactly. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate Valentine's Day in a unique way. Love is Blind. Don't waste your money on a movie and sit in the dark with 200 strangers. Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more intimate experience. Don't worry, they're going to give you a glow stick to light the way. Love is Blind, Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th from 7 till midnight. This year, new rooms, new characters, and a free photo booth courtesy of Sean Flynn Photography. Factory of Fear celebrating 25 years of fear, presenting Love is Blind, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their delicious salads. Don't forget Capriati's fantastically delicious salads, including balsamic chicken, barbecue turkey, Cap's chop salad, and their black and blue salad. Yeah, there's Whistle Man.
What is this? This is ridiculous. And that whistle, you want to sit behind this guy? I can't see the game. I'm looking at a giant whistle on some idiot's head.
And these are good seats. I spent $500 for these seats, and I can't see a thing.
Ugh.
I'm going to kill Whistle Man.
Kill him.
Dear Mr. Commissioner, kill Whistle Man.
Take out Whistle Monster.
Capriati sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and Cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. When you're at Capriati's, please mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, number one on our top five things today.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
Can't believe Darren wasn't on this flight. An overweight passenger aboard a...
Oh, God, Rhonda was telling me about
this. Did you hear this story?
Some people, we just need to eradicate some people.
Overweight passenger on board a Taiwanese airliner.
Not the first time he's been on one of those, by the way.
Forced flight attendants to take off his pants so he could use the toilet and then wipe his butt as he moaned in pleasure.
Wasn't he saying deeper?
Yes.
Oh.
Flight attendant.
God.
For Eva Air, which only has, by the way, an all-female cabin crew. They described the job. This was a flight L.A. to Taipei. This guy's confined to a wheelchair. He told the flight attendants that he needed assistance to use the lavatory.
See, there should be a rule for that sort of behavior that if you're over water,
mm-hmm.
you can just throw him out.
The flight attendants tells the news conference, and she was accompanied by reps from her union, who might need to get involved in this.
She's going to need some therapy.
She says, I felt that as a flight attendant, removing a passenger's underwear was beyond the scope of my responsibilities.
You think?
I told him we couldn't help him, but no. He started yelling. He told me to go in there immediately and threatened to relieve himself on the floor. As the passenger's genitals were now exposed, one of my colleagues brought a blanket, which I used to cover his modesty. But he very angrily slapped my hand away, saying he didn't want it and only wanted me to remove his underwear so he could use the toilet. He also insisted that they keep the door to the bathroom open, otherwise he couldn't breathe. This guy is 440 pounds. The women managed to keep the door closed, but this guy then refused to leave the bathroom unless they wiped his backside after he was done. Now wipe my butt! Flight attendants at first said, that's not happening, but then they decided to do it so he wouldn't remain in the bathroom the whole time.
So we get done with wiping this guy's butt.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be providing a dinner service
no
now.
Thanks. No, I'll pass. That's a pass.
No, thank you.
Things took a turn for the worse when the chief attendant put on 3 pairs of latex gloves.
Would anyone like a drink? No, I don't know.
Started wiping his butt. He then started moaning, deeper, deeper. And then he said, you didn't do a good enough job. I need you to do it again.
Look what you can get away with.
He then said, you can pull my pants back up now.
This isn't right. This just isn't right.
Yes. This is a union now matter. Blatant sexual harassment. And they want the airline to sue the passenger.
Absolutely.
Now, this is a guy who on a previous flight had pooped his pants. If you're 440 pounds and you poop your pants, you don't get to fly. How hard is that?
No, you probably get to sit next to me is probably what you get.
Oh, this is going to be a long flight.
Dear Mr. Commissioner, eject this passenger.
But under no circumstances should they have wiped this dude's ass. What are you doing?
I understand that you don't toss the guy if you're like flying over a city. But if it's a mountainous area, or you're over water.
This is L.A. to Taiwan, so they could have, yeah.
Gone.
Chances are he wouldn't have hit anything.
No. Maybe a poor whale. You don't want that happening.
That's a rough day for a whale.
That is a tough day for a whale. What the hell was that?
Two.
What is in my blowhole?
You know, I'm swimming around, I'm eating some plankton. Next thing I know, some dude with his pants off and a crank full of poop hits me in the head.
Yeah, blindsided.
You don't recover from something that. Number two on the top five things
that
today.
That should have been number two.
If you're, that's good. That's good stuff. Wish I'd thought of that. Number two today.
That's beyond number two.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio.
And who isn't?
In these troubled times, a new study says that Lego actually gives you a better return than stocks, bonds, and gold. A economics professor took a look at Legos, and they took a look at what people paid for the Lego sets and then what they sold them for a couple of years later. There's a Star Wars kit that went on sale in 2014 for $3.99. It went on sale for $28.46 on eBay a year later.
Yeah, but
that is a 613% premium.
If you can't give me some actual grown-up financial advice that I can use, stop talking.
This paper is called Lego, the Toy of Smart Investors. They took a look at the 2,300 sets of Lego that were sold from 1987 until 2015 to measure their price return over time. Collections used for Hogwarts castles and Jedi starfighters beat the U.S. large cap stocks and bond with an 11% return.
I'm guessing that all of these, if you're going to sell these, mm-hmm. resell these, they must be complete sets.
Yeah, you can never have opened them. Right. Nobody's Mint. Interested in... Yes. New in package, yeah. I'm sure that's a big part of it. But they say the return is pretty substantial. And some of these sets have returns of like 22%, which is, again, much better than you're going to get from gold or stocks or bonds.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport now with a brand new location, 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at $350 and their selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting at 10 o'clock. They'll help you find the perfect gift for every occasion. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. That's going to help. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there. And with the free with the purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients, guaranteed fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Oven-roasted in the shop daily, Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
The Nacho Radio text line is 470-236-2246. That works out to 470-23-NACHO.
That's an easy way to remember
it. Yeah, put it in your phone and then text us whenever you want to. Let's hear some texts. In light of all of this snow,
this is treacherous this is from out there. Today we're doing the show on Tuesday the 22nd.
Yeah.
It's already bad.
This is from the 563. This is from the last snowstorm. It says, in light of all this snow, I'm putting this glove box summer sausage.
There you go.
Somebody taking a
excellent
garlic summer sausage. And this looks like it's a Clements, too. That's the serious stuff. So, Darren, you're reaching out and touching people with your words of wisdom.
I hope you never have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you will use it.
Well, yeah.
Because when the good weather rolls around,
yes,
then you get to take it out and enjoy it.
Yes.
But, we've probably got at least a couple months of this, right?
I would assume so. We've got 50-some days until spring officially starts. But let me tell you something my buddy Prince used to tell me. Mm. He said, Dave, sometimes it
around
snows.
Around the world in a day.
I like that song. He also said, sometimes it snows in April. 563 chiming in here saying, is there any way to apply your Amazon link in the Amazon app? That's a good question. I think the easiest way is to order stuff on Amazon using the Nacho Radio link that you find right there at nachoradio.com.
Isn't that easy enough?
It is easy enough.
It is.
But people like to order things on their phone.
They
want to make sure that we're getting credit for it.
Yeah.
So I applaud that. I'll tell you this, 563. I'll look into it.
Okay.
And I will try and get an answer.
Let us know.
Regarding the storm, here's one from the 309 area code. It says, Darren, for the love of more podcasts, penguin walk today.
I know. It's bad.
Possible other suggestions, wear a helmet or have Dave set up the equipment in your car to save you some steps. I'll tell you what I did. I had him park in the driveway right where I knew it was salted. And I opened the garage door because this man is a regional treasure. And I am not going to jeopardize him. You know that, folks.
Your driveway is already treacherous.
Yeah, that's not good. 815 texting in on the Nacho Radio text line at
470-23-NACHO.
And they want to say, there is in fact a Jumanji board game. I bought mine at Walmart.
How many people are professional fallers?
You mean get hurt on purpose?
Yes.
I'm sure that happens.
Well, yeah, of course it does. Yeah. Looking for some, I'm going to need some money from you.
Let me ask you this. Nebraska, driving on I-80. Now, between Iowa and Colorado is Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard stories of people that buy things legally in Colorado and then they bring it home to Iowa.
Do they?
And that long stretch through Nebraska on I-80.
Denver Nugget jerseys?
Nuggets.
Nuggets of some sort.
Yeah, from Denver. Nuggets. Okay. Let's just leave it at that.
All right.
If you are going to bring home souvenirs from Colorado, right? If that is something that you're interested in doing, the best idea...
That marijuana makes you lazy.
Well, yes, of course. And it ended up killing you, Rashawn. do the speed limit on I-80.
Sure, that's what cruise control's for.
Right? If you have anything in your car, do the speed limit, and everything works out just fine.
Do cops ever get suspicious of people that are...
doing exactly the speed limit?
Yes.
But they can be suspicious, but that's not probable cause.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
But see, if I was a police officer, mm-hmm. I think I'd be suspicious of people that were exactly doing this.
That lane change was textbook.
Perfect. Exactly.
Nobody drives like
no
that.
No one drives like
unless they're holding.
No one speaks.
Trafficking.
Trafficking.
That's the word they use. Yeah, right.
They gotta be.
Suspicious?
Yes. You have police officer friends.
I do.
Are they suspicious of people that are doing things properly?
Police would rather you do things properly.
I know they are.
Yes.
But I'd still be suspicious.
I think if you're sitting on the highway and someone's doing the exact miles per hour, you got to assume there's a body in the trunk.
Something!
But our legal system is set up that you can't pull them over for that.
Boy, that is exactly 69.5 miles per hour.
Troopers in the Nebraska State Patrol pulled over a car on I-80. The driver is Casey Miles from Yakima, Washington. And when they did the canine search, the Nebraska State Police, and the dogs are going to smell you when they pull you over. Because
yes.
they know. They know Colorado's on one side and the rest of the country's on the other.
Yes.
They know why you're on I-80. Pulled over this car with, get this, 6 pounds of marijuana, 1 gram of mushrooms, 78 grams of shatter. Now, I don't know what that is. What is shatter?
Is shatter also a smoke?
Shadoobie.
I think shatter is still a smokable. I think that's still a marijuana type thing.
Shatter is?
I think.
Okay. 2 grams of meth and 43 grams of marijuana seeds. Also found in the car were 5 swords.
Well, I've got to defend myself and my honor.
From what? Weed ninjas? What do you got to defend yourself?
My honor.
My honor. Come on, man. What are you doing?
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, and have...
I think you're all enjoying this the best thing ever.
5 swords. 2 grams of meth, 43 grams of marijuana, 1 gram of mushrooms. Yeah, my name's Graham, like gram of dope. And
that kind of seems out of place. That's
6 pounds of marijuana. What is shatter? I have to know what this is. You think it's something that you smoke?
I think it's a new age young person.
Is it like
smokable?
Is it like K2?
No, or? I think it's actual still. I think it's still marijuana based.
What is shatter and what does it do? It's been hitting the streets. It's a mixture of butane oil. Oh, so it's like dabs. It's like a marijuana concentrate.
There you go.
Okay. Well, no thanks. Shadoobie. Shattered. Thank you. Number four.
Number four.
Schmeck, schmeck, schmeck. I can't give it away on 7th Avenue. I want to tell you a story, a rock and roll story, if you'll allow it. This story takes place in the late 70s. Actually, late 70s, early 80s. There's a big band in town. The setting? Cincinnati, Ohio. The band is not The Who. No one's going to end up dead.
All right.
All right? Because I'm telling you, a 70s big rock show,
yeah.
Cincinnati.
Yes.
Nobody's dead.
Right.
In fact, they're looking for this guy all these years later. This guy was a kid.
Someone who attended a concert and went missing after the
concert? No, they just have lost place. They lost touch with him since then. This was in Cincinnati. The band, one of the biggest bands of the era, they're doing a sound check, and they look outside, and it's pouring rain. Mm. And there's a guy out there.
One guy?
Yes. And he's standing in the rain. And he couldn't get a ticket because it was a sold-out show.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That guy became a jukebox hero.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rest of the story, the band is Foreigner, and they are looking for the kid that inspired their song, Jukebox Hero. Apparently...
So this really happened.
It really happened. Mick Jones says, stemmed from an experience I had in Cincinnati, we'd gone to the arena for a sound check. It was pouring rain. There were a bunch of fans waiting at the door. When we came back for the show later on, all that was left was one lonely fan. A young guy waiting out there in the rain, soaked to the skin. I thought, well, he's been waiting for like 5 hours here. Maybe we can take him in and give him a glimpse of what happens backstage at a show. and this kid was just mesmerized with everything. I saw the look in his eyes, and I thought, he's seeing for the first time, just having this experience. Mm-hmm. I just imagined what was going on in his mind, and I'd been toying with this title, Jukebox Hero, and I thought of it almost as a satire on what we did and how it was perceived from an audience level and a public, and that's how it originated. So now they're looking for this guy in Cincinnati because they'd like to, like, thank him for that song.
Well, he might still be around.
Which is on, I believe, Foreigner 4.
Yes, it is. So he did or didn't get to see the show?
No. He got to go backstage, but just stood on the ring like a dope the whole time.
Then how did he see, how did they see him?
They must have been packing up.
Oh.
Like the show's over.
He's still there.
The show's over. Mick Jones is like, I'm going to take a look on the weather here. Wait, is that the same kid that was standing out there 5 hours ago?
Hmm.
Buddy, get in here. Take a look at the backstage.
Now, how does he know that he didn't get into the show?
Well, because when he opened the door, he said, I couldn't get his ticket. Oh. It was a sold-out show.
Well, those are the lyrics Mick Jones came up with.
Oh, did Mick Jones do that?
Well, yeah, he wrote the song.
Oh, right.
Not you the
know,
kid.
You know who you ought to look for? Lou Gramm. Get him back involved.
No kidding.
We saw a Foreigner a couple years ago at the Tax Slayer Center. Yeah, they opened up for Def Leppard. And I was like, I've never liked Foreigner. Mm. I think it's garbage. Mm-hmm. And if I do like there's Foreigner songs I do like Dirty White Boy and Jukebox Hero. I'll say I've always liked that song. I'm like, those are great tunes, but it's somebody who's not Lou Gramm up there singing.
That's true.
So I'm like, this is going to be BS. They killed it. Yeah. They were great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Well,
not that I would never pay to see Foreigner, but as an opener, they were marvelous.
So you allocated all of your money that you spent for that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I request all of it go to Def Leppard. None of it go to Foreigner.
That was my request.
Uh-huh.
I
don't want them getting any of my money.
Tesla was also on the bill.
They get nothing.
No. No, I'm happy Tesla's got something to do tonight, but I don't see why I should have to pay for it. I'm here for the five lads from Sheffield. That's why I'm here.
Before we get to number five,
yes.
I'm glad that you're warm and you have something to eat.
Yeah.
Unlike Toboggan.
Although I will say this, the lead singer Tesla, not enough to eat.
Unlike Toboggan.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying for this. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy one of their all-natural fruit smoothies with or without protein to start the year. Also, try one of their matcha green teas, whether it's hot or over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, where if you're a patron, you're going to have access to every podcast we've ever done and also our specialty programming, including some best of and some patron-only shows, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
Oscar nominations came out.
Yes.
Paddington 2 got 0 nominations.
What did you think it was going to get?
Well, at least Best Animated Picture. I thought it deserved Best Picture.
Okay.
People think I'm playing around with this. That movie is as magical as anything I've seen.
Hmm.
If you're in the mood for a good time,
did you say you saw the first one?
I still haven't.
Mm,
but Jenny and Owen say the first one's not as good as the second. So I'm thinking,
what's the point?
The first one then?
Yeah, why spoil it?
Why have anything take the shine off of Paddington 2? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oscar nominations are out. The Favorite and Roma lead all films with 10 nominations each. A buddy of mine went and saw...
What is Roma?
Roma's a foreign language movie.
Mm, great.
That I believe takes place in Mexico. I don't quite understand
that. I'm going to have to get the Babbel app.
And then The Favorite, a buddy of mine went and saw this weekend, and she said it was the worst movie she's ever seen in her
life. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hated every minute of it. Lady Gaga getting 2 nominations for her work in A Star Is Born. Have you seen A Star Is Born?
No, not this one.
You were on it. Well, right. There's been like 5 of them.
I've got the Joanne album.
You went through a real Lady Gaga phase a couple of years ago. I remember you being all about the Joanne record.
I got Joanne.
Yeah. So... Do they call her Lady Gaga, or do they use her real name?
Oh, like, sure, it's Lady
when
Gaga.
When you go and see the movie, does it say Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga,
or does it
have a real name?
Probably Lady Gaga.
Okay,
that's her entertainment name.
Okay. Best Picture.
I mean, when Ringo Starr was in Caveman,
yeah,
he was Ringo Starr.
I guess that's true, but he wasn't Buddy Boo Boo. I mean, Lady Gaga. Ringo Starr at least kind of sounds like a name.
Does it?
I'm Lady Gaga. Look at me.
Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm. That's all we hear is Lady Gaga. That reminds me. The kid from the Queen
where
picture.
Where she got the name.
Best picture noms. Black Panther.
Yes.
Black Klansman. Bohemian Rhapsody. The Favorite. Green Book. Roma. A Star is Born. And Vice. I've seen none of those movies.
I've heard of them. Some of them.
Best actress. Yalitza Aparicio from Roma. Glenn Close, The Wife. Olivia Colman, The Favorite. Lady Gaga, A Star is Born. And Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Mm-hmm.
Melissa McCarthy, Southern Illinois' own. Melissa McCarthy.
So she did not get a nomination for Tammy.
No, for Can You Ever Forgive Me. Best actor, Christian Bale for Vice.
They overlooked her in Tammy, huh?
Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born. Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody. Viggo Mortensen, Green Book, and Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. I have only heard of three of those movies.
Well, we'll have to get our guy Mike Schultz involved.
That's an idea. That is an idea.
Wonder if he still remembers us.
Is it like it was, you Kuiper? That's going to do it for this installment. We'll have another one for you later on in the week.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, cap specials including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, and voted the greatest sandwich in America. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Again, they're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Coming very, very soon, the Capriati's food truck. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Again, today, January 22nd, a Tuesday, and it is treacherous outside.
Yeah. I'll make sure you get to your car safely, yes. And then I'll see you when the thaw happens.
Here's hoping, although I guess it's supposed to get cold as Dickens again.
Yeah, the word I heard, I was talking to meteorologist Kevin Phelps today, and he told me that the wind on Friday is going to be stupid. We're going to deal with stupid wind on Friday.
Is Friday zero for a high?
Yeah. The actual temperatures, he said, will be between like 10 and 14 below zero.
Please, people, bring your pets inside. You shouldn't have them outside to begin with like that. But
right.
Bring your pets inside.
Yeah, there
you go. Don't be an idiot.
That's a good call. Till we get a chance to do the top five things for you again here at Nacho Radio, I say thanks for listening and hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody.